Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Reading, Pennsylvania is the scene. It's a big Latino population in that part of the state. Trump is doing very, very well with Latino voters, but it all comes down to who votes tomorrow. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I posted my appearance on America's Newsroom on X and also Instagram. You can also go to Instagram, Zeoli Show, and see Reagan, my chef, helping me make pappardelle yesterday. She did a great job. It was delicious. Fantastic. A little short rib ragu. Unbelievable. So, yeah, we got a lot to chat about right now, about everything that's going on. And clearly, it's all going to come down to who votes. You heard Donald Trump Jr. on the show earlier today. Well, it comes down to turnout, period. Bottom line, that's that. And that's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. He is the master of implant dentistry and named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today, 856-786-2020. The question, of course, of Pennsylvania, and both campaigns are here today. Scranton, Pittsburgh, Allentown, Reading. Then we have the chaos in Philadelphia later. I don't know. I think, Matt, what is she doing, a concert or something? What has happened? I'm not in the studio because after the show, I got to head to Pittsburgh, and I didn't want to get caught up in that nonsense. So I didn't go anywhere near that place today. But what is she doing tonight? Is it a concert or something?
Yeah, she got a big concert in Philadelphia.
Is it with Farmer Bruce and Farmer Bon Jovi, fake Farmer Bruce?
I don't know if they're going to be there, but I know Lady Gaga will be, and The Roots will be there, and Oprah Winfrey, although I imagine she won't be performing. Although I kind of would like to see Oprah Winfrey sing. That'd be kind of cool.
And there's all these rumors Taylor Swift may be making an appearance, although I guess her boyfriend's playing football tonight, so...
Yeah, she's supposedly going to be there, but I don't think that's confirmed. And if she is there, they better make sure she sings. Otherwise, they're going to have Beyonce Gate 2.0. They'll just end up upsetting people rather than getting them excited.
Yeah, no doubt about it. People will be they'll be very angry. They'll be grabbing cell phones and throwing them to the ground like like Jason Kelce did. My man.
Yeah, that guy deserved it.
Yeah, he did. Hell
Jason.
Yeah, he did.
Good for
him is right. Yes, I agree. Grabbed it and just chucked it right down. Boom. Don't mess with Kelce, man. The other one's a beta, but don't mess with Jason. Travis, that guy. But, you know.
Oh, there's some other big names. I didn't even realize this. Christina Aguilera and Ricky Martin. Oh,
don't forget about Fat Joe and TJ Jazzy Jeff. Come on now.
Forget about Fat Joe. I'm sorry.
Who the hell's Fat Joe?
I don't know.
Some like he
is
was
that a guy
famous.
Like in South Philly who owns a hoagie shop? Who's Fat Joe?
He was a famous rapper in the mid-2000s that lost a bunch of weight on Ozempic or something.
So he's formerly Fat Joe.
Yes, people now call him Ozempic Joe.
Ozempic Joe. And you said DJ Jazzy Jeff is in DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yep, the very same.
What is he? What are you like 85 years old now? That guy. Huh?
Your girl Katy Perry's going to be there.
She's not my girl.
She is.
That's not my girl. But she's going to be there too, huh?
Yeah, she'll be performing apparently.
Well, people are going to go for a free concert. It doesn't mean it's going to translate into votes. They tried this in 2016. They did the exact same thing in 2016 at Independence Mall. Is that where it's going to be, on Independence Mall?
I actually am not certain. I think it is, but I'm not entirely sure.
I think it's at the art museum.
Oh, it's at the art museum?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going anywhere near Philadelphia. Even my wife today made a comment. She said, everybody's going to be working from home the next couple days because it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, bottom of the art museum steps.
So my buddy Brian sent me a note. He said, serious question. Who is paying for this cluster F on the parkway tonight? All the police, the OT, labor, to set it up, clean up, and tear it down. Well, technically, her campaign is supposed to pay for that. Technically, anyway. But, yeah, I guess it's a total – the S show on the parkway. So if you are going to be anywhere in that area, plan accordingly, as in get the hell out of Philadelphia as quickly as possible. Seriously. Just get out of there. Oh, and Doug Emhoff will be there too? Nice. So leave if you got an attractive nanny, I'd leave her home. All right? Don't bring your hot nanny. Just say a little friendly advice. Help you out there, okay?
I was going to skip the free concert, but now that you've said Doug will be there, how could I not go?
It's Doug. Doug. Doug will be there. And if you get out of line, ladies, he might smack you, allegedly. So just be careful, all right? That's all I'm saying. Sounds like, as usual, what they're doing is they're going to have very rich celebrities and show how elitist and out of touch they are with the American people. Why not? Worked for him last time in 2016. Hillary Clinton won in a landslide after doing that. So I think they're on to something here. Oh, man. All right. Well, we got a big show coming up on November 13th. It's our next Politics and Pints. It's me and Jimmy Failla together on stage one night only. November 13th, Politics and Pints. So get your tickets now. It's definitely going to sell out. We'll have a lot of fun together. Just go to 1210WPHT.com. It's at the Media Theater in Media, PA. There'll be a bar, and it starts at 7:30. We're just going to be basically on stage together and, you know, unscripted, just having fun. So I'm looking forward to that. It's our next Politics and Pints with me and Jimmy Failla, November 13th. All right? It's a hot show. It's going to sell out. No doubt about it. So get your tickets now, 1210 WPHT. I told you to hold the date. This is why I told you to hold the date, for this reason. All right? So good. Well, I finally got the permission to announce it today after all the lawyers signed all the forms. Tomorrow, I'll be doing the show live in Pittsburgh at Dave McCormick's Victory Party. Then at 7 o'clock after my show, all the hosts will be joining us and we'll be taking it live up until, 10, 11 o'clock, something like that, I think, to Walter Sterling. So that will be 11 o'clock. Okay. So listen to the show, and we're going to be streaming on YouTube and taking clips and doing all kinds of things. It'll be a lot of fun tomorrow night. And let me play. This is the commercial created by Nicole Shanahan, focusing on Donald Trump being the best candidate of unity. And this is a great closing ad, no question about it. Nicole Shanahan was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate. She voted for Trump. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. telling everybody to vote for Trump and saying, no matter which state you live in, don't vote for me, vote for Trump. And Nicole Shanahan has a lot of cash. She put this together. Cut number 5.
What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other.
What is going on here is deeper than politics. It is deeply spiritual. We are being called to rise above the hatred and the fear and the evil.
We need to remember above and beyond that we must love our neighbors, that we must treat other people as we hope to be treated.
You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
Children, don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
I come to you today as a former Democrat. I will be a first-time Trump voter tonight.
People dreamed this country, and it's the people who are making America great again.
It's a great ad, and it's got great images in there of all these people who are supporting Donald Trump, and it's a very positive, very optimistic ad. I love it. It's great. Nicole Shanahan's brilliant. She also did that great Super Bowl commercial for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if you remember as well. So the fact that she is on board is huge. It's a very positive, positive message. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Am I worried about tomorrow? Yeah, I'm worried about every election. I told you there's only two ways to run, scared or unopposed. My gut tells me Trump wins. My gut tells me it's not going to be close. But I know there's this big anti-Trump vote out there. I know that. There are people that hate this guy, obviously. And the military-industrial complex is very powerful. So it's all going to depend on turnout. It really is. My sense is he wins. My gut is, my prediction is he wins, and I don't think it's going to be close. I think he's going to do very, very well. But, you know, I hesitate saying that only because I don't want anyone to be overconfident. But I'm also, as much as my dad, who was a cop, and I never had a problem saying cops. You know, I mean, I grew up in a family of cops. I mean, my dad and, I mean, all his buddies were like uncles to me. Literally, we call them, like, you know, his partner and stuff was you know, Uncle So-and-so. So they always taught me to be realistic, too, and be street smart. So in that sense, it's, you know, hope is not a strategy. You hope for the best, you prepare for the worst, and you go accordingly. Every single vote is going to count tomorrow. You know, I'm not making this prediction that Trump's going to win, and because I need to be right. I'm just telling you, my gut says he wins. But I also see a scenario where he doesn't. I see that scenario because of the anti-Trump hatred that's out there in this country that has been sown by the left, by all the terrible things they've said about the guy, by the fear-mongering over abortion and everything else. And I don't think it's a pro-Kamala Harris vote. I think it's an anti-Trump vote. So while I think he's going to win, there is definitely a pathway where she does win. And it's not based on pro-Harris, it's anti-Trump. I don't think that she is going to, though. But that is also going to depend on turnout. That's why you heard Don Trump Jr. say, let's just flood the zone tomorrow and put this to bed early and get on with our lives and making the country great again. You know what I mean? Let's just do it. And I agree with that strategy. And I know the Democrats are nervous. They are counting on this surge of women voters who are coming out to stop him. And I don't know where they're getting their data from. I think a lot of the data has been wrong. I think this is going to be the end of polling as we know it. If he wins big tomorrow, which I'm guessing he's going to, my sense is whoever wins tomorrow wins big. I don't think it's going to be close. I really don't. And I just think after this, polling is going to be the most irrelevant thing. Once and for all, confirmed as completely irrelevant because the polls are just all over the place. I mean, the biggest one is this Iowa poll, this Ann Seltzer woman who comes out with this poll showing Kamala Harris having a lead in Iowa. Like, stop already. And she's been wrong in the past, very wrong in the past. But I want to share this clip with you. And I think this kind of goes to show what I mean about the polls. So the Democrats are all celebrating Ann Seltzer's Des Moines Register Iowa poll. But she has a history of underestimating Republican support, totally whiffed on the Iowa gubernatorial race in 2018. And Emerson just released their own Iowa poll. Trump is up 10. But here's cut number one of this polling guru trying to explain her methodology, but she doesn't know what D and R mean in the crosstabs of her own poll here in this video that she does with Mark Halperin trying to explain this. So cut number one.
Right. Okay. So Noah, are you able to put up that tweet? Maybe it's up and I can't see it because
it's up.
It's up. All right. Ann, are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. Could you just go through and say what you think about those criticisms?
Well, I'm trying. This is in a format that's a little difficult for me to see. What does this D represent and the R represent?
D. So they're saying that. And again, he says read through the Seltzer crosstabs.
Yeah.
So they're saying that they know that this poll shows. And again, it's they say your sample is that it's more 3% more Democrats than Republican, whereas the electorate last time was 8% Republican. It says that you have Indies voting Democrat plus 4, whereas last time they voted for plus 7 plus 4. So they're saying if you compare what you have with what happened in 20, according to the exit polls, it's way too big a change across all these groups in a uniform way towards pro-Harris as opposed to Trump.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time I'm seeing this, and so it's sort of against my nature to think I understand everything that this is saying, and I haven't cross-checked these numbers to know how that actually pans out.
Yeah. It's your data that they're showing you. It's your own data and your own crosstabs. This is what I mean. I don't trust the polls. I go with my gut. I go with what I watched happen Friday night in Bucks County. I posted my appearance on America's Newsroom on X and Instagram if you want to take a look at it. But that was my message this morning. You know, I said I don't see this being close, and I think Trump's going to do very well in Pennsylvania. But remember something though, and this is We live in a country. Rush used to call them. I mean, he used to talk about voters, and you know, he would say that they were uninformed, or you know, the uninformed electorate, or and there are a lot of people who they just don't pay attention to the issues the way that we do, and so for them, they're swayed by advertisements and they're swayed by the corporate media. I don't think as much as they used to be, but obviously they're out there. And Kamala Harris has run a campaign of putting up big campaign ads and not talking to the press and avoiding interviews and all these other things. And so will that sway the low informed, the low IQ voters out there? Yeah, probably. So vote like your life depends on it tomorrow. It's the only thing I can tell you. All we can control is what we can control. You know, right now, I mean, all these sites are all over the place. These sites. I don't think anyone can truly get a grasp on this. But my gut's been pretty right all along on this stuff. So I think we're gonna have a good day if everybody votes. As far as how it goes in terms of winning blue states and flipping states like New Jersey, and I'll talk to Curtis Bashaw a little bit later. Actually, we'll have him on. He's running for Senate in New Jersey. There's nothing that is out of the realm of possibility in this election cycle. Nothing. I don't understand how anybody votes for her at all. I think that anyone who votes tomorrow for Kamala Harris is voting against Donald Trump. There's no one that's voting for Kamala Harris. I don't think anyone is. So it's just a matter of how many of those people, the Trump haters, are really out there and they're willing to pay more money over the next 4 years to keep him out of office. I was listening to this guy. I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Tim Miller. He used to be a Republican pollster back in the day. He was a Jeb! Exclamation Park guy. In fact, there's a famous clip of him in 2016 talking to this other pollster, this other campaign guy, who had a bow tie on. I forget his name, but he was predicting a Trump victory. And Miller is very arrogant. He's going on about how, you know, Trump's not going to win. Trump's not going to win. Anyway, he was on Bill Maher the other night, and he put out this video, and I watched it. And the video was It was talking to Nikki Haley voters, and basically the whole message was, if you vote for Nikki Haley, nothing's going to get done. It's going to basically grind things for a halt, and there'll be a Republican Congress to check her. If Trump wins, there's nothing to check him. No one, and he'll be a dictator for, like, you know, the usual talking point message you heard, and it's nothing new. But what he did emphasize was the war in Ukraine. And the variable that none of us know is how powerful the military-industrial complex is in this election, because they stand to lose billions and billions of dollars if Trump gets elected. So, you know, that's the other variable we're working with here. You know, that's the other variable we don't know. These are powerful people. These are powerful forces, and they have spent a ton of money in this race. I don't think that the whole Trump's a fascist dictator thing moves the needle. I don't think it does. But I also know that there's a sense out there of trying to convince Trump voters that they got this in the bag, too. So I see that message being put out there. So like I said, all you can do is vote and do your part here. The entire Roanoke College women's swimming team got up on stage yesterday the Trump rally in Virginia to endorse him. Virginia, it's key that he's in Virginia, too. Campaigning in Virginia, a state that Harris is supposed to win, a state that we have a Republican governor. Trump can win this. He can win Virginia. That's huge. And New Hampshire as well. So the other point I made this morning was Bob Casey embracing Trump tells me that his internal polling numbers show how popular Trump is in Pennsylvania. So I think all those metrics show Trump doing very, very well. Internal polls tend to be a lot more accurate than the public polls because the campaigns are relying on them. And if the internal pollster gets it wrong, they have a major credibility problem in the business. So if you're an internal pollster, I mean, the campaign is paying you for your data and you go to them and you're showing them, all right, focus on message A, B, C, and this demographic and that demographic, and we want you to do, and then it's wrong. Everybody in the business knows that that pollster got it wrong, and they're going to be reluctant to hire that person again. You see what I mean? Whereas if you're Emerson or you're Monmouth University and you get it wrong, it's like a weather person. Nobody cares. You go back on doing your thing and you'll put out some statement about why you were wrong. The most famous example I can give you in our local area is the 2021 governor's race in New Jersey, where Monmouth University polling, Patrick Murray had his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, up by double digits over Jack Shadrelli, and hundreds of thousands of Republicans stayed home because they thought that Murphy had it in the bag. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I was talking to a friend of mine the night before. We were at maybe it was the Sunday before. There was like a Halloween thing. You know, we brought the kids there. We were doing hayrides. It was the Sunday before the election of 2021. And a friend of mine who's a data guy, a numbers guy who works in finance, said, Murphy has a 99% chance of winning. And I said, what are you basing that on? He said, well, just look at the polls. And I said, yeah, but all these polls are coming from these Democrat institutions in New Jersey that all get state funding. Monmouth University, Rutgers, Fairleigh Dickinson. So, yeah, they're all showing that, but I don't believe it. I think Chitterelli's got a really good chance. But he was like, no, he's got a 99% chance. Murphy's got 99% chances in the bag. Well, hundreds of thousands of Republicans stayed home. And if even a couple hundred thousand of them had gone out, then he would have won. But the polls were designed to depress the vote. But nothing happened to Patrick Murray. He's still running the polling institute at Monmouth University. They're still getting money. The school's there. See what I mean? They don't get in trouble. But if you're an internal pollster and you mess up and the campaign's paying you big bucks, this is what Kellyanne Conway used to do. Kellyanne Conway was an internal pollster. And so if you're wrong and the campaign has wasted, you know, tens of millions of dollars because your messaging was based on your internal polls, you're going to have a tough time getting clients. That's the difference. So my sense is Trump's internal numbers look very good. Casey's internal numbers look bad. And they show that the only way he salvages this campaign is to embrace Trump in Pennsylvania. I think that whoever on Casey's campaign leaked their internal numbers over to Fetterman's people, and that's why Fetterman has been out there telling people like Joe Rogan, the New York Times, etc., Trump's got a very special connection with Pennsylvania. I think all that is happening for those reasons, too. And the other issue, too, that I don't think you can weigh, and this is again, where I'm not. When they talk about women voters coming out in big numbers, everyone's assuming it's on the abortion issue. What if it's on the trans athlete issue? I know a lot of women who are moms who are very concerned about this. They would never in a million years post about it on Facebook, tell anybody on it, anywhere except for me. I think they whisper in my ear that this issue is important to them. But there's no way they're going to talk about it publicly. How many of them are affected by that? And they don't like Trump, but they're going to vote for him over this issue. There's no way to register that. There's no way you can correlate that in data. Think about it. Yeah, the abortion number, I think that cake's already baked. I think it's been baked a long time ago. So if you're a woman and that's been your issue, you voted already, but you were always voting there. I'm not surprised by that. But if all these women are coming out in big numbers, assume some of it's abortion, but what if it's also the issue of their little girls in sports? And they just want it to stop. But they can't speak about it publicly. They live in the suburbs. They live on the main line. And they there's no way they're putting a Trump sign in their yard. There's no way they're telling anybody about this. But they find it ridiculous that a dude with a schlong can swim against their little girl and beat her and get the gold medal. And they listen to people like my friend Paula Scanlon. They listen to Riley Gaines. They hear what's going on and they think it's ridiculous. They can't say that because they work for a woke company. They live around woke people. And that is the issue that I think is it's an under the radar issue that it 100% breaks Trump's way. You know what I mean? Like nobody's, if you're voting because you want trans athletes, well, you were voting Democrat already. But there may be a lot of reasons why you don't like Trump as a female suburban voter, but you still vote for him. And this could be the deciding issue on that. Really? Zero way to and you wouldn't even risk telling a pollster that. Like if a pollster called you and you're a suburban mom on the main line and they said to you, how do you feel about the transgender issue in sports? You'd be like, I don't have an opinion on it. You wouldn't even risk them knowing. But I told you that story in The Wall Street Journal a while ago about how that could be the sleeper issue of this election. I really believe that. I do. And I'm only basing that on anecdotal. There is no data to back that up. So I'm only basing it on my anecdotal analogies of talking to my fellow parents. And they're all worried about it. They're worried about all the woke stuff in general. But really, the whole idea that dudes in locker rooms, you know, a guy sporting wood in their little girl's sorority house, like parents don't like this stuff. You know what I mean? And here's the entire Roanoke College women's swimming team getting on stage at Trump's rally to endorse him. Cut number 7.
Thank you so much, President Trump. As female athletes especially, we know that men have an inherent advantage over women in sports. And due to current policies, though, men are competing against women of all ages in all sports. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have advocated for and pushed for this anti-woman sex-based discrimination to continue all over this country. And point blank, it's unfair. So I would like to thank you, President Trump, for standing with women and promising to protect the rights of all of us. We are so lucky to have a leader like Donald Trump with common sense who knows what a strong woman is and will fight for generations of girls to come. Thank you so much and God bless America.
I think it's a big deal. I really do. I think it's a big deal. I think it's, and again, it's an issue you can't quantify with pollings. All right. It's an issue you can't quantify with polling data. So that's where we are. All right. Let me tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. So he's the man, as you know, and he is my dentist. And Mama Zioli first discovered him for our family. And he is my family's dentist. He's the master of implant dentistry. For 12 consecutive years, recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. And he's also a guy that gives back to veterans in the community. And this Saturday, November 9th, come out to his Cinnaminson office on Riverton Road for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. You can come out, you can honor all the veterans, say hello, and bring all the documents that you want shredded. It goes from 9 to noon. All right, coffee, cake, donuts, even breakfast pizza. And I do endorse breakfast pizza, not pineapple pizza, but breakfast pizza. It's a real thing. It's a great event. And you can meet Dr. Mike in person as well. They always have cool military gear and hardware and trucks and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. When it comes to your smile, though, you have a choice, a clear choice, and that is Dr. Mike Venaria. So you won't be disappointed. He has 2 locations to serve you right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your free implant consultation today by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VenariaDental.com, VANARIA, VenariaDental.com. My buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Politics and Pints events coming up on November 13th. It's me and Jimmy Failla together on stage, one night only, Media Theater, Media PA, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a blast. When the two of us get together, we start rolling. As you know, chaos ensues. And totally unscripted. It's going to be fun. Nothing stuffy about this event, I can tell you that. They will have a bar, cash bar will be available as well. And we're going to have a blast. And actually, I'll be on Jimmy's show Saturday night, 10 p.m. on Fox News Channel. So we'll do that. And then you can see us in person together. We're going to look at a couple stools, a couple microphones, and just joke around. And depending on the state of the country, we're either going to really, really need a laugh, or we're really, really going to want to laugh. So either way, it's going to be something you want to get a ticket to, but it'll definitely sell out. There's no doubt about that. So get your ticket right now by going to 1210WPHG.com, 1210WPHG.com, and do it today. It's me, it's Failla, it's you, together. And speaking of Failla, I was on his show a couple weeks ago, and the show was amazing. But Congresswoman Kat Kamick stole the show. Hands down, huge crowd favorite. And she's in Pennsylvania today on the Trump bus, and she's joining me right now. What's up there, Congresswoman?
What is up, Rich? How are you?
I'm better than we were after the show when we all needed to go to bed. And I'm just going to leave it right there.
Yeah. That was not my fault. I totally blame Jimmy. That's all Jimmy. Just blame Jimmy.
I completely blame Jimmy. And I blame Jimmy when we got back to the hotel room at 4:30 in the morning after having cheeseburgers with Ruth and my wife. So, yeah. All right. You're in PA. You're working hard. You're a rock star in Florida. You are a millennial, technically, right?
Yes, technically a millennial and a dead smack in the middle millennial. I'm not the geriatric millennial, and I'm not the young one either, apparently. It's a thing, but, you know, 36, whatever. 36 going on 63.
All right. I take a little offense to the geriatric millennial comment, but I'll let it go. It's fine. You're in Florida, so you got to deal with a lot of that. We'll give you a pass on that. And you're a badass, and you're a woman, and you're fighting for Trump in Pennsylvania. So what are you guys on the bus right now?
So I literally just left the last bus stop. We have been crisscrossing the state today, and it's been Kash Patel, Dr. Ben Carson, Mike Waltz, Byron Donalds. All of us were on the bus today, and we just finished our very last stop about 5 minutes ago in downtown Philly. And it has been a whirlwind, but now everyone is heading to their respective war rooms, where we now have to do the work of making sure that everything is as it should be, that nobody's trying any funny business, and we are getting those votes in the door, because right now we have a golden opportunity here in the Commonwealth to make sure that we get Donald Trump elected the next president of the United States.
Yeah, and this is key. It's all going to come down to Pennsylvania tomorrow. It's all going to come down to turnout tomorrow. And I'm glad you're here fighting the good fight, because a lot of people are talking about women voters. And since you are a woman, again, I'm assuming, I'm not a biologist, so I don't want to make assumptions, but I think you are.
Isn't it crazy? Well, and according to Mark Cuban, I am also weak and dumb, and my pronouns are gar and bage.
Garbaggio, as my Italian people say. Garbaggio.
I don't know if you have the hand motion that goes with it. Right, garbaggio. Yes, yeah.
I get a some of garbaggio, eh? So, I mean, these people, they love insulting us. It's amazing, right? And then Mark Cuban mansplaining and on top of it.
Oh, bless his heart, as we would say in the South. I am not going to take any lessons or any criticisms from a party, particularly about women, when they can't even define what a woman is. And then they're out there promoting tuck underwear for men. Like, you've seen those, like, onesies that men are now wearing. Can you imagine the humiliation that a man must feel if a paramedic is, like, cutting his britches off after a car accident and the man is wearing a onesie with snaps like a child? Come on. What crazy world are we living in? And I know that Jimmy wears a onesie, but we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about onesie, as they say. We don't talk about it.
Okay, but to the woman thing, though, Rich, and this is important, in Pennsylvania, here in the Commonwealth, women are outvoting men by 13 points, and that's crazy. Now, do I believe that every woman is voting for Kamala Harris? No, because we are intelligent, and so we would never do such a thing. But what it does say to me is that men need to step up and get out to vote. And so tomorrow, I think there's supposed to be some weather rolling through. There's going to be some lines, but we've got to make sure that everyone is getting out to vote. The worst thing for us right now, the most dangerous situation, is an echo chamber. So it's getting out there and having the uncomfortable conversations with the people that maybe you got into a fight with at Thanksgiving over the Trump wine that you brought. Maybe it's the colleagues. We've all had those conversations, Rich. We need to talk to the people that are on the fence. That's my point.
You know, I to say to those people, listen, all right, even if you don't like Trump, because at this point, if they haven't decided, then it's just hinging on that point. They may not like him like we do. And we do like him because we know him. But they may not like him. But we can say to them, but did you like your country better under him? Did you like the fact that the economy was better, that the border was not, this invasion wasn't happening? And you don't have to worry about World War freaking III, because I think that's kind of a big deal. And I think we have to say that to people and ask them those questions and say, so can you hold your nose then and vote? Because we really would like to go back to those days when things were affordable and we didn't have to worry about our sons and daughters getting drafted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the last rally that we just did here in Philly, I asked everyone there, I said, pull out your phone, find that one person in your phone that you know is on the fence. And a woman approached me, handed me her phone, put it on speaker. The guy's name was Chris. And he said, I cannot stand Kamala Harris, but I also don't think I can stomach voting for Trump. And I said, listen, would you rather have $1.98 for a gallon of gas or a mean tweet? And he said, well, of course, I'd rather have, you know, cheaper gas and a more affordable lifestyle, but I just don't know if I can do it. I'm just going to leave it blank. And I said, leaving it blank is a vote for Kamala Harris. It is a vote for inflation. It's a vote for World War III. Just like you said, Rich, people have to realize that there is no sidelines now. Leaving it blank is a vote for Kamala Harris because she needs people to either be on the sidelines or vote for her. Those are the winning scenarios for her.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you just said it right then and there. I'm glad you talked to Chris. So did you win him over at the end? Was he like, all right, I'm on board? Because you're very persuasive, Kat Kamick.
I think we got him in the end. He was a little bit, I think, shocked that a congresswoman from Florida was, you know, publicly working him over. It did not help that I was standing on a street corner working this man over.
Well, we're used to that in Philadelphia, by the way, but usually you'd be selling fentanyl.
Listen, I'm just trying to be one with the people, you know, and meet with them where they're at. So it was a very comfortable situation for everyone. No, I think that those are the conversations that are going to matter in the end. And, you know, based on all the predictions that we're seeing nationally, and I've been crisscrossing the country from Iowa to California, Montana, Texas, Indiana, New York, of course, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, you name it. We've been there. And I'm telling you, it's coming down to Pennsylvania. If Pennsylvania goes for Trump, we win. If it doesn't, it's going to be a bad night for a lot of people in America and truthfully the world, because the world needs a strong America and only Donald Trump can deliver that.
I appreciate it, my friend. I appreciate all your hard work. I really do. You're a rock star. You got a great future ahead of you, and I'm proud to call you a friend. And you should follow Kat on social media at Kat_Kamick, K-A-T underscore Kamik, and also text Kat to 50138 so you can get on her list and sign up. And, yeah, look, I thank you. I mean, you could be in Florida right now hanging out with your first responder stud husband, but instead you're hanging with us, and we appreciate it. We really do. You're saving our country, and so, you know, you're the best.
Hey, appreciate you more than you know. We're going to have another date with Jimmy here soon.
Yeah.
After the election, after we've all recovered, you know?
Yeah, we got to get the band back together because that was their highest rated show. In fact, it was so highly rated that the week after the show tanked because we were so good that they have not been able to follow yet. You know what I mean?
Listen, if we don't rename the show from Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla to three comedians and a congresswoman, I'm going to be sorely disappointed.
And I gotta make up for my movie title since you clearly made fun of my movie titles.
Okay, wait, I don't know if we're going to a commercial break, but to all of the listeners out there, I love Rich something fierce, but he came up with the worst titles. He lost the game and then tried to cheat. And I know that if you're not cheating, you're not trying, but you cheated your tail off trying to come back with some movie titles. No, sir.
Yeah. I basically acted like a Democrat and tried to cheat and rig the whole thing. And it was pretty shameful. I agree. not my best work, but DEI hard. I did get it in. DEI hard.
You did? You did, and I will say I did steal that a couple of days. Actually, I used it last night in Michigan.
Are you freaking kidding me, Kat Kamik? After all that, and you steal my movie title and don't even tell me?
Listen, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Oh, this is war. All right, buddy. Good talking to you. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. Thanks for everything you're doing for us.
Appreciate you. Everybody, go out and vote, vote, vote.
Vote, vote, vote.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Use my freaking movie title, unbelievable, which I stole from somebody else. So they're my friend AJ, but I had permission to use it. He wrote it for me, so you know. But he knows who he is. He doesn't deserve any more credit than he's getting just right this second. All right, but you know what? Here's the thing: we are going to have a lot of fun at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be there for our next live show on December 20th. I'd love for you to join us for that. So mark your calendar. You know, Cape May is beautiful in the fall. Thanksgiving's coming up. Have you thought about letting the Grand Hotel prepare your Thanksgiving feast for you? You can book a stay from September 29th through December 21st. The Grand is offering what is known as their fabulous fall midweek stay. You stay two nights, you're going to get $100 in resort credits. Say three nights, get $150 in resort credits. Five nights, get $200 in resort credits that you can use at Hemingway's for delicious food and drinks. You'll enjoy the indoor heated pool, game room for the kids. You'll just love being in Cape May this time of year. They go all out for the holidays, and this offer goes until December 21st. And our live show is December 20th, so, you know, think about joining us for that. It's going to be a blast. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com to make your reservation today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com or call them at 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550 or GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, kids, we got this. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Cioli. Let me go to Jesus in North Philadelphia. How you doing, my man?
Hey, Rich. I'm, you know, a little anxious for tomorrow.
Sure.
I'm excited, but I'm also a little anxious. I'm just worried. Like, 2020 is still fresh in my mind. It feels like yesterday. I'm worried that if President Trump doesn't win outright tomorrow by like 5-6 points, he won't win Pennsylvania because, you know, Philadelphia might come up with shenanigans. That's just like the big worry that I have right now.
Yeah, look, it's a legit worry. I mean, no question about it. They would not all be, all these big names would not be here in Pennsylvania unless they thought that it's going to come down to be a battle. And so, yeah, look, we have reason to be worried. We know the games the Democrats play. All we got to do is vote, man. That's all we can do. I mean, we can only control what we can control. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, luckily, I already voted, so I'll just be listening in on all the shows and praying to God that Kamala doesn't win.
Yeah, what are people telling you? I mean, you're in Philly, you're in North Philly. What are people saying?
No, I'm only listening to you guys because I don't really listen to the other channels because, you know, it's just mostly Democrat propaganda. So I was going to speak.
But like your neighbors and friends and people like that, like what are they saying to you out of curiosity?
There's a mixed bag because, I don't live in I grew up in North Philly. I live in Tacony now. So, you know, there's a little bit more. I see like some Trump signs. But I also see some Harris signs. I work near Center City. I see way more Harris signs than anything else. But yeah, like around my area, I see like a mixture, like a sprinkle here, Trump, a sprinkle there of Harris.
We'll go into this tomorrow and we'll do our part, and that's all we can do, Jesus. That's all we can do, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right, pal, keep your chin up. All right, like I said, here's what you could be optimistic about. The RNC's all over this. They get it. They understand the threat. They understand how the Democrats what they're capable of doing, and nothing. They are taking nothing for chance. They've got an army of lawyers out there ready to go. That's what they're doing. Oh, and some breaking news. A Philadelphia judge just ruled a few moments ago that Elon Musk's $1 million a day voter sweepstakes can proceed. If you remember, Larry Krasner took a break from not prosecuting criminals to go after Elon Musk. Yes, the woke George Soros funded district attorney in Philadelphia, Larry Krasner, who never goes after criminals, took a break from not going after criminals to go after Elon Musk over his $1 million a day giveaway, saying it was some sort of illegal voter registration scheme. Well, a judge just ruled that he can proceed. So that's a loss for Larry Krasner right there. Boom. That makes me very, very happy. That makes me very happy. Here's what else I can tell you. I can tell you that the turnout right now, the early number turnout, is historic. No doubt about that. And I can also tell you that there's a lot of people out there who are very excited for, for Trump. There's a lot of enthusiasm about this. But I'm going to play you some audio in the next hour. Bill Maher. Actually, let me play you a quick clip of this. Bill Maher said exactly what I was saying on Friday. The liberals, the lies by the media saying that Trump wanted to kill Liz Cheney, the face of firing squad. Good for Bill Maher for bringing this up on his show and for smacking them. And like I say, I play this because he's got a different audience than I do. And he's reaching those people and they understand the lies, the manipulation by the corporate media. That's good. That's how we expose this stuff to them. Cut 15.
I woke up today to the headline that Trump had called for a firing squad. Squad for Liz Cheney. And this is what I really don't like about the media. No, he didn't.
He didn't.
You don't have to move me to not like Donald Trump.
He says more than things. Why do you have to?
And by the way, if people don't realize it, well, here's what he said. He's criticizing him for being a war hawk. Yeah. I mean, she is Dick Cheney's daughter. He said, she's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, we'll send tens of thousands of troops right into the mouth of the enemy. Now, of course, he expresses himself horribly. He has to add, she's a stupid person. Yeah. He's
well,
a moron.
Trump knows what it's really like from Vietnam. Okay.
But, just to be clear, this is exactly what hippies always said. This is exactly what peaceniks always said. This is Fortunate Son, the song. It's like, you know what? It's very easy to sit in your building and send young men to die. Mm-hmm. Apropos of Ukraine.
Yes.
Because, I don't know, that war doesn't look like it's going in the right direction.
Not at all,
but just so, you know, just don't lie to me. I don't like Donald Trump. Don't lie to me and tell me he wants in front of a firing squad. He was saying something that, by the way, if it came out of the mouth, some of it, not the stupid part, again, sounds like what hippies used to say about Bill, not sending.
It's exactly right.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.